Chapter 1. The Individual and Human Relations. 6. How can people express their personality?
A. There are various ways in which we can express our personality. For example, with clothes, shoes, accessories, hairstyle, and makeup. I'm an extrovert and not a wallflower. I like harsh colors, all kinds of jewelry, even piercings, and I often wear funny clothes and shoes. When I go to parties, I like to wear smoky eyeshadow, red lipstick, and false lashes. B. I'm rather shy and prefer being alone. I never wear flashy clothes or vivid colors, only simple casual clothes, like jeans and t-shirts. I like cycling and jogging, so comfort is much more important to me than fashion. I'm an average-looking girl who likes literature and the arts and doesn't enjoy being the center of attention. I know that compared to a lot of my friends, I'm a bit unusual because I never wear makeup. But it's not my style at all, and I'm comfortable with that. I want to look as natural as possible.
7. Do you have any bad habits?
I think everybody has some bad habits. When I'm nervous, I bite my nails and crack my knuckles. I really would like to stop, but it's not easy at all. Unfortunately, I'm not a good timekeeper, and I'm often late, which gets on my friends' nerves when we go to the cinema or theatre together. Earlier, I often fidgeted or twirled my hair when I felt bored. But I've managed to break these bad habits.
8. Which habits of others do you find disturbing?
A. Littering is one of the most disturbing bad habits for me. I often see people in the street and at bus or tram stops eating a packet of crisps, and when they've finished, they simply drop the plastic packet on the ground. They don't even realize that they're littering. Others throw things such as bottles, plastic, and paper out of the windows of moving vehicles. I also hate it if people talk too loudly on their phones in public places. B. I hate it if somebody lies to me or doesn't keep their promises. I think forgetfulness and other acts of carelessness, for example, being late all the time, show disregard for other people. It's easy to find an excuse like running behind or being too busy and disorganized, but I consider such behavior rather impolite.
9. What do you do?
A. I attend Balashi Balint Secondary School. I'm in the third year and I specialize in Hungarian literature and grammar and history. I'd like to go to university because I want to be a lawyer. I also play in the school's basketball team, and we have matches almost every weekend. B. I'm a personal assistant, and I work for a well-known international insurance company. My boss is the head of the HR department. My work involves receiving phone calls, meeting and greeting visitors, making appointments for my boss, dealing with emails, letters, and faxes, producing documents before and after meetings, and arranging travel and accommodation for my boss. I also take notes and dictation at meetings with members of the management and with clients. I think it's a rather challenging job, and I like it very much.
10. Talk about the most important moments in your life.
I think the first important moment in my life was when I started school. I remember that when I entered the classroom, I was very proud and shy at the same time. Our teacher was very nice and helped all of us to get used to the rules of the school. The next big moment in my life was when I left primary school and went to secondary school in another town. It meant a new lifestyle for me because I started to commute, which was tiring. Our class was really good, and we spent a lot of time together. So I felt a bit sad when we took our final exams and left school. Now I'm a student at medical university, and I'm looking forward to some more important moments in my life, getting my degree and starting work at a clinic.